It is a cold, rainy autumn in Bonn. Most people have just finished work and are on their way home, but there are some that don't have a home to go to. Kevin Hoffman is not your ordinary 22-year-old. He's studying logistics management at university and working full-time, but twice a week he takes time out of his busy schedule to go and feed the homeless in Bonn's city centre.
So when I'm on my way to the place where the homeless people are around, I see sometimes people sitting on the street, and I talk to them and give them some bread. I just give food to the people at the central station and food to the people who are sitting on the street on my way to the central station.
He collects food from local cafes after closing time that are normally thrown out anything that hadn't been sold.
I've been going to cafes to read my book and relax after a long day of work. And then I keep noticing in the end of the night that people working in the cafe, putting the food they didn't sell into the bin. I thought there are so many people outside who are hungry in the world, and I was thinking, what can I do? And so I got the idea to bring the bread around.
Kevin can only take what hasn't been sold and what the cafe staff is willing to give to him. On a spare night, it's just a few rolls. On a good night, he can take cakes, sandwiches and cookies. At first, Kevin received a mixed reaction from the recipient.
Ist alles unterschiedlich. Also
gibt's,
ja, perfekt, alles klar. Gut, Sie können sich sonst auch gerne zwei nehmen. First time I bring the bread, they were looking at me in a strange way, and I think they think, who is this guy? After a while, they got to know me, and they started to talk to me, and now my name, start saying thank you, and say that is great that people thinking about the homeless, especially in my generation. They say it's not normal that people in my age are thinking at the homeless people and bring them something to eat.
Kevin has learned how to deal with the different types of characters he meets while giving out the food.
So sometimes they react different and strange because they are high of drunks or drunken and they don't remember my name or their own name maybe. So it's difficult to build a relationship with them or a friendship. But I don't take it personally. Yeah, I try to be nice all the time and talk to them and stay in contact with them.
Alexandra is one of the homeless people Kevin has met along the way.
I've seen him a couple of times before here in town, sharing his things with us. It's a really good thing, especially how young people are taking a stand for the poor or people who are on the edge of society, who are excluded. Just to make a small gesture towards them.
According to the official statistics, there are well over 200,000 homeless people in Germany. Most of them are immigrants. Some are victims of bureaucracy and unemployment. Others suffer from addictions or mental illness. Germany has a strong network of shelters run by the state or the church, so there are plenty of opportunities for people in need. But Kevin wants to take responsibility himself.
To be honest, I don't know if there are any other organizations giving food to the homeless. But really, I don't care because I want to do what I can do for them. The main reason I'm doing this is because I feel my generation is not doing that much to help other people or to help people who need help. And I want to do something about it. And this is my way of helping the homeless.
Tonight, Kevin's back at the cafe, waiting for the closing time. He approaches the counter and one of the servers fills two bags with that day's leftover food. Some of the staff are supportive of Kevin's project.
I think it's really good because nobody else had the idea or did it before, not really, and I think it's a good way to help the poor people and to spend all the food and don't throw it in a bin.
Kevin has some plans for doing even more.
So my plans for the future are I would like to set up a Facebook page or maybe a website. And one other thing is that I want to get more connections to friendly people working in different cafes, so I have more food to give out to different areas with the help of friends or people who are interested in helping.
The wind is picking up and it's getting colder. Tonight, there are many more mouths to feed. This is Nurin Abdi for DW in Bonn.